On the show today, we have Ocean Financial Federal Credit Union's very own David Franco talking about their increase in online deposits and other electronic services since the COVID-19 lockdown. Really good news here for them, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Ocean Financial Federal Credit Union's very own David Franco. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing perfect. Couldn't be better.
Yeah. Good.
How are you?
Good, yeah, and I'm sure you guys are enjoying fall season there on the East Coast there, so the leaves are, I bet they're just starting to turn, maybe?
Yep. Last week and a half, it started to get very cold. It was hot one moment, and then before we know it, it got cold out. That's how unfortunate the seasons are around here.
That's pretty common back in your neck of the woods, indeed. So, hey, we're talking about something else that's really kind of cool in your neck of the woods, and that's the increase in online deposits and electronic services since the COVID-19 lockdown. I mean, that seems kind of like the silver lining here that we're getting from a lot of folks out there that digital journey that everyone's been on kind of accelerated a lot, as you guys probably experienced. And now everyone's kind of bought into these digital services, the electronic services, and it seems to be working out. Is that kind of what's going on at your credit union? If you could give us a quick little overview of what's going on there.
Yeah, absolutely, Michael. So we've seen a huge increase in our mobile deposits. You know, over the years, we've seen a monthly increase from time to time. So I'll give you some examples. 2018, our monthly average was about 588,000 deposits we were taking. Last year, a little bit higher, around 655,000. Well, now COVID started, and the first month of COVID happened, and we were over $1 million. Ooh. I think it was like $1.3 million in deposits.
Wow.
And this pace is unrelentless. So we actually just closed out September, and again, we hit $1 million, and so that now makes 6 months of consecutive $1 million and over deposits. So it's been incredible, and certainly we expected that when COVID happened. We knew the deposits would start to rise, but certainly not at these levels. So it really is surprising. And it's great that our members are taking advantage of it.
Exactly, because it's so convenient. It's so easy to do, you know. So why not? Seems like a no-brainer. Yeah. But can you tell who is doing this? I mean, because the reason why I asked that question is there because we, you know, at the beginning of this, there were a lot of people that still enjoyed visiting the branch. They were like, I don't need that digital stuff. I'm not going to use it ever, blah, blah, blah. But now it seems like a lot of these folks that were kind of, dismissing the digital services are all in on it. So is this kind of what you guys are finding? If you can tell who's using this, or what have you found on who's using it?
Yeah, so basically, I mean, it's everybody, right? And when you hear about digital products, you hear about, oh, it's the millennials and the younger generation that are using it. And it's interesting because, you know, our member base, great member base that we have, is typically on the older side. And so we always try to target that young demographics. And, you know, and just as you said, we have a lot of members who love coming into the branch every day and doing transactions. And we joke around sometimes, you know, are they coming in just to say hi, or are they actually doing a transaction? And so you have those people that just day in, day out, they don't care. They want to come into the branch. They want to do their transaction. And so COVID happens, and now they can't. You know, unfortunately, here in New York, there were a period of time where we had to close our branch.
Yeah.
So, but we left the drive-thru open. So, you know, comes a time where we see the drive-thru lines are starting to get, you know, 10, 15 cars deep. And so we really made this push to notify our members, hey, there's an easier and faster way to do your deposit. And so, it's very, you know, it's across the whole membership base. I mean, we're seeing, you know, older demographics, younger demographics using the mobile deposit product. So, it's been across the whole member base.
Yeah, I mean, even before the pandemic, mobile deposits, the remote deposit capture, however you want to word it, was always one of my favorite services at our credit union. It's just because it's just so convenient. I don't have to get in my car and go through numerous stoplights. I mean, gosh, listen to me, I'm complaining about driving, but it's like, you know, it's just to do it all on this thing, you know, it's so easy now. So have you seen anything, because it sounds like the momentum that you guys have captured is still going strong, it sounds like. And do you foresee that continuing going into the fall and winter?
Yeah, you know, we certainly for myself, I always thought that, okay, maybe after the first 2 months, we would start to see a decline in deposits. Certainly, we started to open up the branches. And no, it's just been a continued momentum going forward. Like I said, 6 months going strong. And I just think, you know, sometimes people, they get accustomed to a certain way of doing things.
Yep.
You know, oh, I know there's an app out there, but I don't care. I like to go in and do my banking. Or, yeah, I can watch a movie on TV, but I like to go to the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Well, COVID happened and now things are closed. And now people need to find new ways of how to do their normal banking and living. And so I truly do think that, you know, now it's been 4 or 5 months and people have now got used to using their digital products. So you wonder if when we get back to normal, are these people going to go back to their old ways, or are they going to say, why am I going to spend the time to get in my car, drive, get out, you know, and then do my transaction or go to the movie theater, spend a whole bunch of money or buy groceries. And so I really think that I anticipate to maybe see a drop in some of that usage as we open up. Some people may just want to come in and say hi, right. But I definitely anticipate that we'll continue to hit these high numbers as we continue to go forward.
Yeah, I'm sure there's studies out there that if you do one thing enough times, it becomes a habit. I know there's a study out. I know there's probably tons of them out there. So it sounds like this is kind of what happened at your credit union, probably a lot of credit unions across America or over the world, probably, that people got used to using this thing, and now it's become a habit, and now that's what they're going to just do from now on. So it's it's great for you guys for sure. So because it's I guess the transaction process is probably a lot easier, and you can focus on other things as well, right?
Absolutely, and you know it opens up a lot of opportunities for us. So yeah, you know, we're reaching out to members. Hey, you can do your mobile deposit on your phone, but now that you're using it and there's other digital products that are going to make your life even more easier, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's funny. I always say that, you know, half the world or maybe more now turned into germaphobes, right? And so, you know, you don't want to go into the branch. Well, what about when you go, you know, to a terminal? Do you really want to be touching your PIN on a keypad, whether it's at an ATM or a merchant terminal? So you say, well, there's another product out there, right? You got mobile wallet or digital wallet, however you advertise it. Well, hey, guess what? You can load your card onto your phone, and now when you go to make a purchase, you don't have to touch anything. It's contactless.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't even have to touch any money. I can send somebody money via, you know, Zelle or Venmo.
Yep.
So I think, you know, as I said before, people are learning now how to do their day-to-day lives all through a phone. And
yeah.
It's amazing. And, you know, there's going to be all these other new apps out there that people are going to start taking advantage of, and all ages as well. So
yeah,
very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is kind of age agnostic. I think it affects everybody of any age, you know, of any demographic. So I think this is just across the board something that we're all doing now. What other kind of digital or what other things have you seen that member or kind of just member behavior that you guys have seen that wasn't there before COVID, but is there now and may stay there even in our post-COVID world? What have you seen anything else?
Yeah, so, you know, just we've seen usage increase all across our channels, right? So online banking, we've seen enrollment start to rise, mobile enrollments. Some of our other digital products we've seen increase. You know, we offer a product called Credit Sense where you can monitor your credit activity, and we've seen that huge increase.
Oh, I bet.
And it's funny, it's perfect timing. We actually just launched the Zelle app, and we did that back in April, right at the height of COVID. And so month over month, we're starting to see that also to increase. And so, we're, you know, and it's funny, and I think I mentioned before, our demographics tend to shy on the older side, but, you know, to see these numbers now across all the channels on a monthly basis, it's really wonderful to see.
Yeah, it's great news for sure. And so having said that, so how are you guys preparing for the future and kind of our post-pandemic world? Or can you even prepare for that because there's still so much uncertainty out there? But are you guys, what plans do you guys have in the works for the rest of this year and even going into 2021?
Yeah, so we're continuing to look at our digital products, how we can promote it out to our member base. And it's funny because you hear the words out there, target marketing, right? Target marketing specific age groups and demographics. Well, it's a whole new world now. You don't know who's using your product. Well, you can if you do the analysis,
right.
But now you know that everybody is using it. So, you know, we're shifting, you know, marketing and say, hey, we need to target everybody, right? We can't just assume that Mary Jane, you know, who's 60 years old, that she wouldn't want to use this product. Well, maybe she does. So we have to make sure we're promoting. And, you know, I have to say kudos to the mobile deposit usage and other products to our marketing team. We did a really wonderful job during this whole pandemic to quickly put out promotions and alert our member base of, hey, you know, just because the branch is closed, you can now use these products. So, you know, our shift is continuing to showcase, let our members know that, you know, you could do these things. You don't have to come into the branch, take advantage of, you know, our mobile wallet, take advantage of Card Valet, all of our products. And then here in IT, you know, we're continuing to evaluate, well, how can we continue to better offer these services, contactless services and whatnot. So.
Yeah, I think I've said this in a lot of interviews, but I think the next 6 to 12 months are going to be the innovation that's going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months is going to be pretty amazing. You guys are right there on the forefront. So I think it's going to be really amazing to see what comes from all of this and what sticks. So I'm sure you guys are looking at that as well, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We're constantly looking at our numbers, seeing, you know, where the money's coming in, transactions, how we can better serve our members and find any pain points and how can we fix that, you know. One of the challenges we had from the get-go as well, you know, opening accounts or, you know, closing out loans, and, you know, luckily we anticipated for that. So, you know, we haven't lost a step when it comes to making a closing or sending documents out. And so, it is what it is. You know, people talk about, you know, the branches are closing even before COVID, and it's ever more often now that as a credit union, you have to make sure that you can service every single part of your business today digitally. Yeah. Otherwise, if you can't, you're going to fall behind. So that's very important that you continue to see what you can offer to your members and how you can better offer that.
Yeah. I think you just answered my next question, because I was going to ask you, like, what's the big takeaway from this performance that you guys are seeing? It sounds like, I think you guys are like, I'm glad we had all those digital services implemented before all this happened, right?
Right. Yeah. And you know, we didn't have everything digital, you know, I'll be upfront about that. And, you know, we certainly had the lending piece down electronically, the remote signing and remote closings and whatnot. And we continue to evaluate how can we make this streamlined? How can we make it easier? And we've identified some key areas and, you know, and that's where we're going to go going forward, is continuing to make things frictionless for our members. And, you know, my biggest takeaway from it, and I think I mentioned it before, is just make sure that you include everybody, your whole member base. Don't just target one specific demographic. You know, we as a credit union, we always say, oh, we need to bring in some of the younger youth, but we have to make sure that we still talk to our full membership and include them with all the services that we can offer to them.
Yeah, you have college students to grandparents using this technology now. So it really affects everybody, for sure, for sure. Gosh, I think we pretty much covered it. So anything else to add here? I mean, congratulations on the performance, by the way. You guys are just, guys are knocking it out of the park, and rightfully so, because you guys were prepared for this type of stuff. So it's and whatever happens down the road, I'm sure you guys will be prepared for that as well. So anything else to add here, David? Any final words of wisdom here?
No, you know, my words of wisdom, I think I already said it, you know, was just continue to evaluate, look at all your processes, you know, look at all your services. Yeah. Don't always settle and say, okay, we launched this product, it's working, and, you know, just continue to evaluate, talk to your membership. Have you used these products? Are you happy with it? What can we do better? And just find ways to continue to make it seamless for the members. And in return, you'll see that adoption rate continue to climb. If they're happy with the product, they're going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to continue to use you as your primary financial institution. So I guess those are my words of wisdom.
And even better, they're going to tell their friends and family about it as well. So
that's right. Word of mouth is so crucial. You know, and it's free.
That's right. It's the best kind of advertising, for sure. All right, David, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the time. Congrats again on on the performance here. You guys are, again, knocking it out of the park. So well done. Keep up the good work, sir. Okay.
All right, Michael, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
And enjoy that weather out there.
All right, we will, and you as well. It's beautiful back
there.
All right, David. Well done.
Take care. Take care.